Welcome to the Deep Dive, everybody. Today we're tackling trademarks and what happens when a company thinks they're using their trademark, but maybe they've actually let it kind of fade away.
Yeah, we're going to be diving into the case of Emergency 1 v. American Fire Eagle. This case is really a showdown that's going to give us a crash course in trademark abandonment.
So before we jump into the specifics of this case, can you kind of set the stage? What exactly are trademarks? Why are they so important for businesses?
Well, trademarks are kind of like a company's calling card, you know? Think logos, brand names, even slogans. They signal to customers, hey, this product or service comes from this source. It's all about building recognition and trust, and that translates to value for the company.
Okay, so trademarks are basically reputation wrapped up in this neat little legal package. But what happens if a company decides, you know, they don't want to use that trademark anymore? Can they just toss it aside?
Not exactly. That's where trademark abandonment comes in. It's not enough to just stop using a trademark. The law says you also have to have the intent of not using it again. It's got to be a conscious decision to let it go.
So let me get this straight. I can't just shove my old trademark in a drawer and forget about it. There's a time limit here.
You're exactly right. There's a legal tripwire. If you haven't used your trademark in commerce for 3 straight years, that triggers a presumption of abandonment.
3 years? That seems pretty short. Imagine a company puts a trademark on hold. Let's say there's a global pandemic or supply chain issues or something. They could lose their rights in just 3 years.
It's definitely something that businesses need to be aware of. But keep in mind, it's a presumption of abandonment, not like a death sentence for the trademark. The original owner can still fight back.
Okay, so it's not an automatic knockout. How does a company prove that they didn't intend to abandon their trademark?
It's all about evidence. You know, they need to show they had real plans to start using the mark again. Think business plans, market research, even internal emails outlining their strategy. They've got to convince a court that putting the trademark on hold was temporary, not a see y'all later.
Gotcha. So with that foundation, let's introduce our contenders in this fire truck battle royale. We get Emergency 1, E1 for short, a huge name in the fire truck biz. Back in 1989, they bought a company called American Eagle Fire Apparatus. And with that, they got a pretty cool prize, the American Eagle trademark. You know, a majestic eagle, American flag, that whole thing.
Yeah, it's a strong image for sure. And for a while, E1 made fire trucks under that American Eagle brand. Everything was going great.
Exactly. But then in 1992, they hit the brakes on production.
Mm-hmm.
No more American Eagle fire trucks.
Yeah.
Now, remember that 3-year rule we talked about? This is where things get a little spicy.
It's a big moment because while E1 stopped putting the American Eagle mark on their fire trucks, they didn't like completely abandon it. They were still using it, you know, on employee uniforms, t-shirts, brochures, that kind of thing. They even put it on one refurbished truck.
Okay, so they weren't exactly ignoring the trademark, just maybe repurposing it, like putting a fancy tablecloth on a card table instead of the dining room table.
That's a great analogy, but the question is, does that kind of use really count as enough to show that they intended to keep the trademark alive?
Good point. Now let's bring in the other fighter in this legal drama. American Fire Eagle, AFE, started by, get this, a former employee that company E1 acquired back in 89.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Right. And to make things even spicier, AFE started using their own eagle logo in 1994. Now, I'm no ornithologist, but this new eagle looked pretty similar to E1's American Eagle.
And that is where the legal fireworks begin. E1 saw this new company using a really similar logo, and they were not happy. They sued AFE for trademark infringement, basically saying, hey, that's our eagle. Hands off.
A classic trademark battle. But AFE didn't back down. They countersued, claiming E1 had abandoned the American Eagle trademark. Remember that 3-year gap where they weren't using it on trucks? AFE was ready to pounce.
And that is where this case gets really interesting. It goes from who owns the eagle to a much deeper question of what it means to actually use a trademark and how do you prove you never meant to let it go.
So we've got this legal battle going on, E1 trying to hang on to their American Eagle trademark and AFE saying, nope, it's up for grabs. But there's a little twist here that makes this case even more interesting, don't you think?
You're talking about the fire trucks themselves, right? I mean, they have this crazy long lifespan, and that throws a real wrench into this trademark thing.
Exactly. These fire trucks, they're not smartphones. They're built to last, like, forever. They could be out there with that American Eagle on them for 20, 30 years, easy.
Yeah, and the courts really struggled with that. Even though E1 stopped making new American Eagle trucks, those old ones were still out there, you know, possibly influencing buyers and all that.
Wait, hold on. You said influencing buyers. What does that even mean in this situation?
It all comes down to this idea of goodwill. Think about it like a brand's reputation, all the good feelings people associate with the company, like those iconic brands you instantly recognize, that sense of quality or whatever, that's goodwill.
Okay, so it's not just about the logo itself, it's the whole feeling a brand gives you.
That's it. And in this case, the court recognized that because Firetrucks last so long, E1's American Eagle trademark was still out there doing its thing. Those trucks were basically driving billboards even without new ones being made.
So, even though they weren't building new American Eagle trucks, the old ones were still working as advertising.
Exactly. And that raises a question, does that mean E1 didn't really abandon their
I
trademark?
mean, it's not like they locked it away and threw away the key, right? Those trucks were out there proving it was still a thing.
It's a tricky situation. The court had to balance the fact that E1 wasn't making new American Eagle trucks with the fact that the trademark was still visible because those old trucks lasted forever.
Okay, so E1's got this accidental long-term ad campaign going for them. They didn't just rely on that, right? Didn't they try to show they were going to actually use the American Eagle brand again?
They did. Remember how we talked about needing proof if you want to say you didn't abandon a trademark? E1 found a business plan from 1998. This is a few years after the lawsuit started, and in it, they mentioned bringing back American Eagle.
So they had it in writing that they were planning to use the trademark again. That seems pretty solid.
Well, not so fast. The courts weren't totally convinced by that business plan. They thought the timing was a little fishy.
You mean because they wrote it after the lawsuit already started?
Bingo. The court was worried that E1 maybe just threw that American Eagle mention in there as a legal strategy, not because they actually planned to revive the brand.
So it looks kind of suspicious, like a last-minute thing.
That's the thing about trademarks. It's not enough to just say you're going to use it. You've got to have proof, and that proof needs to exist before you end up in court.
Wow, this is complicated. It's not just about a cool logo. It's about knowing the law and proving what you intend to do.
Yeah, it really shows you how important it is to stay on top of your trademarks. You can't just register it and forget about it. You gotta use it. And if you take a break, make sure you can prove you're coming back.
This is a huge warning to any company that doesn't take trademarks seriously.
Absolutely. And for all the lawyers listening, this case really shows how important it is to use clear language, especially when you're talking to a jury. One little unclear phrase can lead to appeals and more trials and just a huge mess.
Okay, so we've got E1 trying to keep their trademark, AFE trying to take it, and these super durable fire treads making things even crazier. So what happened next?
Well, this case went back and forth between courts a lot. And one of the main reasons for that was the court wasn't happy with how the jury was told to think about this whole intent to resume use idea.
Jury instructions. Those explanations the judge gives before the jury makes a decision.
Yep, those are super important because they explain the law to the jury. And in this case, the court thought the instructions weren't good enough, especially when it came to the phrase reasonably foreseeable future.
Reasonably foreseeable future. What's so tricky about that?
It might sound simple, but legal terms can be confusing. The court felt that the jury wasn't given a good explanation of what that phrase means in the world of trademarks.
So the jury might have been totally lost, trying to figure out how to decide what's reasonably foreseeable for a trademark.
Exactly. And that's a big problem. It meant the jury might not have had the right information to decide about E1's intentions and whether their evidence was good enough.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're wrapping up our look at Emergency 1V American Fire Eagle. This case has really shown us how trademarks, they can be more complicated than you might think.
We've seen how the courts had to figure out if E1 was really trying to keep their American Eagle trademark, and those fire trucks lasting forever, that was a curveball. Plus, even a business plan can be a problem if the timing isn't right.
Yeah, and let's not forget those jury instructions, right? The court sent the case back for a whole new trial, not once, but twice. They were not happy with how the jury was being told to think about this intent to resume use thing.
You're right, those instructions were a big deal. Remember how we talked about using clear language in law? Well, this case is like the perfect example. Even a phrase that sounds straightforward, like reasonably foreseeable future, it can cause so much confusion.
It's like, how do you even define what's reasonably foreseeable for a trademark? Is it a year, 5 years, 10 years?
Exactly. And that's what bothered the court. They wanted the jury to have very specific guidance on how to decide about E1's intentions.
So it wasn't enough for E1 to just say, like, oh yeah, someday we might use the American Eagle again. They had to show they had an actual plan, right?
You got it. The court was very clear that the jury needed to consider things like What's the industry like? What kind of product are we talking about? And is there any evidence of planning? It can't just be based on promises or hopes.
So for E1, that meant the jury had to look at the fire truck industry, the fact that fire trucks last practically forever, and whether that business plan from 1998 was real or just a last-ditch effort.
Right. And that's why those jury instructions were so important. They had to connect the dots between trademark law and the actual decisions the jury had to make.
Man, this case really shows that words matter, especially in court. Even a simple phrase can totally change how a case turns out.
No doubt about it. And I think there's some really good lessons here for anyone in business or the law.
Okay, I'm listening. What are the key takeaways here? What should people remember?
Well, the biggest thing is that trademarks aren't just set in stone. You can't register one and then just relax. You got to use it and be ready to defend it if you need to.
It's like they say, use it or lose it.
You got it. And if you do decide to put a trademark on hold, make sure you write down what you plan to do. Have business plans, market research, internal emails, that kind of stuff. That way, you can prove you never intended to just abandon it.
This whole case is a warning to any company that doesn't take trademarks seriously.
Absolutely. And for the lawyers out there, this case shows how super important it is to use clear language, especially when you're talking to a jury. One confusing phrase can lead to appeals and new trials and a ton of wasted time and money.
So, as we wrap up our deep dive into trademarks and fire trucks, is there one last question we can leave our listeners with? Something to think about.
You know, it makes you wonder, does this use it or lose it idea apply to other parts of life too? Maybe a skill, a talent, or even a relationship. If we don't put in the effort and really pay attention, those things can fade away. Maybe the things we take for granted, they need more from us than we realize.
I love that. It's a good reminder to stay engaged with the things that matter, whether it's trademarks, talents, or the people we care about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, stay sharp and keep those trademarks safe.